The following audio is a fantasy roleplay scenario between two consenting adults. Viewer discretion is advised. Hi, I hope I'm not intruding, but I just wanted to come over and introduce myself, say hi. I'm your new neighbor. I just moved in next door. Yeah, well, thank you, I appreciate it. Well, why don't I come in just for a moment? Yeah, thanks. Wow, you have a lovely home. It really does suit you. Oh yeah, I just moved here from across town. Just wanted a fresh start, you know? So, you live here by yourself, right? Nice. Me too. It's nicer that way, don't you think? Just peace and quiet. You don't have to worry about anyone really bothering you, nagging you to do the dishes. Well, I work from home, so I'll be there most of the time. So please just let me know if you need anything or... Yeah, and you know, I'm a pretty good baker, so maybe I'll bring you something. Yeah, would you like that? Good. I'll be sure to do that. Oh, yeah, the neighborhood is incredible. I'm sure I'll be here for quite a while, you know. As long as possible. Right. Well, I should get going. I know you've got to get to, I just mean, I'm sure you're busy, and I don't want to intrude on you for too long, so I'll see you around, okay? All right. Bye. Hey, neighbor. How are you? Yeah, good. Oh yeah, I'm great. Just wanted to go out for a walk. First nice day in a while, you know. Wow, you look really nice, by the way. just getting home from work, I see. Did you have a good day? No? Why is that? Yeah, well. That'll make anyone have a bad day, huh? listen, what are you doing later? Well, why don't you come over to my place for dinner? Yeah, I mean, it'll be fun. I'll cook for us. I even baked something last night that I know you'll love. Oh, you're busy. Okay, yeah, I get it, no problem. Some other time then. Okay, see you later. Hi. Sorry, I hope you don't mind that I let myself in, but I wasn't sure when I could speak with you again, and... I need to speak with you. Come here. Sit on the couch with me. Okay, you need some help. That's fine. Come on. There you go. Now just sit down. Okay. You just need a little bit of help, huh? You know, I always wondered, how'd you react if you ever found me in your house? I always thought you'd run. That you'd be the type to just run away from me. But no, You're the type to comply, which is a very nice surprise for me. You know, you declining my dinner offer was a little bit hurtful, especially since I knew that you had nothing to do tonight. Why did you decline? What? You don't like me? No, that's not it. Because I know you find me attractive. That first time we met, well, officially met, your face flushed when you saw me. And I knew then that we had a chance. Sorry, I'm getting off topic. Declining me for dinner, yes, I was hurt. But I guess now, thinking back, you looked more nervous than anything. Was that it? You didn't want to have dinner because you were too scared? Because let me tell you, you have nothing to be scared of. I already accept you for who you are wholeheartedly. I would never judge you, not like other people do. And I know that other people do. I mean, why else would you refuse to see anyone? You go to work, immediately come home just to be by yourself. Pains me to see. Look, I know right now all you know me as is the new next door neighbor. But I am so much more than that to you. I'm the person who knows you best besides yourself. And I've been watching over you for a while now. Do you remember that night a few months back? You went to see a movie after work. Something you almost never do. And while walking back to your car, someone started to follow you. I remember you looked so scared, clutching your keys, almost jogging back to your car. But then they just disappeared, and you made it home safe. Well, I was there that night. And the person who was following you had a knife on them. I think they were planning to mug you. And I made sure that they would never hurt you or anyone else again. No, don't look so concerned. I didn't do permanent damage, if that's what you're worried about. But I didn't exactly go easy on them. I mean, it was clear that they were going to hurt you, and nobody in this world will ever hurt you while I'm around. I want you to know that I'm here, and I'll always be here for you. I just feel this instinctive urge to protect you, to keep you safe. And that's all I've ever done. I've always made sure that you got to work safe, that you got home safe. I made sure that your house and your car were always secure. And yes, I have been in this house many, many times. Just to check on you. Mainly when you're sleeping. It's taken all my self-control not to just hold you especially when you have those nightmares and you thrash around in your bed. All I want to do is hold you and tell you that it'll be okay and that I'm here and you don't have to worry. But it never quite felt like the right time. But about a month ago, the place next to yours became available. And well, I jumped on the opportunity. What better way to watch over you than right next door? What better way to have access to you? You, my little angel, who was so oblivious, they never noticed me watching them for the past several months. Never noticed me in their home, nothing. And that alone told me that you needed protecting. And I'm glad it could be me, and not some maniac who could hurt you, but me, who can and will take care of you. I can see that you need to be taken care of. And isn't that what you want? Someone who will never judge you. Someone who will take care of your emotional and physical well-being. I know that's what you want. I know that's what you need. I mean, look at you now. Just sitting here as I asked. Someone who broke into your home, and you just obey. I can tell you need someone who's going to give you orders, someone who will tell you what to do, someone who knows better than you. Because you don't know better, do you? No, you need someone like me, someone who's strong. Take care of you, and all you have to do is let me. All you have to do is nod, and I'll take care of the rest. So come now, give in to me. Just give in and do as you're told, and I will take care of you for the rest of your life. I will love you, cherish you, and make sure that nobody else will ever have you but me. It's okay. I'm here now. Just give me that nod.